It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Somewhere I came across a story which kind of took me by surprise. It's the story of a man who was being checked by the Internal Revenue Department concerning his income tax return. And in that respect, he had something in common with many of us. For occasionally, our Uncle Sam wants to see the proof that we did what we said we did with our money. It seems as though this particular gentleman was being asked to produce records which substantiated some of his claims made when he filed his income tax return. The fellow who was doing the questioning was rather short and rude with the man, and was actually treating the man as though he had told a lie about every deduction made on his return. When questioned about his travel expenses, the gentleman produced records which showed that he had spent exactly what he said he had spent. Then the Internal Revenue agent asked him to produce records concerning his medical expenses. The gentleman reached into his file, pulled out his medical expenses statements, and laid them on the table before the agent. Upon close examination, the agent found that the man had had extremely high medical expenses that year due to the illness of his wife. But the records were in order, and it was evident that he had spent exactly what he had said he spent on medical expenses. Going on down the line of deductions, the agent came upon the gentleman's gifts to his church. "All right," said the agent, "let's see your records on what you gave to the church." The comment was made in a rather derogatory manner and carried with it a suggestion that it was at this point that the gentleman had lied about his tax deductions. The fellow again reached down into his file, pulled out his canceled checks, made out to his church, and laid those on the table. One by one, adding them as he went, the agent examined the checks. Upon adding the total amount, the agent found that the gentleman had given to the penny that which he had said he had given. Half apologizing and half angry because he had not found an error, the agent explained, "I had to check your records. I didn't believe you had given that much to your church. That's more than 10% of your total income. Lots of folks say they give a lot to the church, but when an examination is made, it's a whole lot less. I just didn't believe that you'd given that much to your church," the agent concluded. "I didn't think you would," was the gentleman's only reply. The agent didn't know exactly what he meant by it, but let it slide. The following Sunday, the tax agent felt a need to attend church. He didn't go very much, but felt, since he was in a trying period of life, that he would at least give it a try. As the offering plate passed, he dropped a dollar bill into the plate. As he did, he saw a check in the plate written by the man he had questioned just that week. Looking up, he saw the gentleman sitting in the pew in front of him. Looking back down at the offering plate again, he saw his dollar beside the man's check. Suddenly, the full impact of the gentleman's closing statement dawned on him. "I didn't think you would." You know, we have a terrible tendency to judge others by our own stinginess.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.